This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, March 30th, 2020. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Keisha Holmes is the merchandise manager for Curvy Sense, a plus-size trendy e-commerce brand designed and manufactured in Los Angeles. Launched in 2016, she spearheaded a small startup plus-size clothing brand into a multi-million dollar fashion brand. Keisha has 28 years of experience in the fashion industry, specializing in plus sizes for 20. After buyer positions at Fredericks of Hollywood, Torrid, and other national stores, Keisha transitioned to her position at Forever 21, where she helped launch their plus-size division. Keisha's goal with Curvy Sense is to create affordable, fashionable, trendy fashion for plus-size women so every woman can find something she would love to wear. Curvy Sense is currently manufacturing non-medical masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 for hospitals, medical clinics, and other essential businesses in need. And we are so excited to talk to Keisha today. Let's welcome Keisha to the show. Hi.
Hi. Hey, it's been so long. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for talking to me. I know you've had a busy day today already.
It's been a really busy day. We're really, really excited about, you know, people, you know, their excitement about being able to be safe. And we were happy to heed the call of the mayor here in Los Angeles to get the fashion industry, you know, to pull us all together and, you know, to start making masks, which we were doing ahead of time. But, you know, it's nice that when they, you know, they heeded the call, we were like, we're right here prepared. So we turned our warehouse from making apparel into medical masks, and we're working on hospital gowns as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're just getting that up and running, but it's coming.
Okay, now let's start talking about a little bit about you first. So you started your career in fashion 28 years ago. Tell us how you got started in fashion.
Well, I mean, when I say that out loud, I'm like, wow, how old am I? it flew by. You know, I had I had come home from summer camp. I was working at a summer camp when I was like, you know, 18 years old, and I was looking for a job. My neighbor was the manager of the Fredericks of Hollywood store in one of our local malls here, the Pointe Hills Mall. And she says, hey, I'm looking for some holiday help. You know, if you need a part-time job until you kind of figure out what you want to do. I knew I was going to be starting college soon. I was one of those kids who knew I wanted to go to school and go to college, but I had not settled on a career. I thought I was going to go into social work or, you know, something, you know, admirable like that. And once I started working in the retail store, I kind of found my calling. Like, I fell in love with fashion. And I, you know, looked up to see, like, how is this a career? What do I do? And I enrolled in the fashion program at Mount San Antonio College here. And I worked and went to school, got my college degree, and kind of worked my way through the company into the buying office. And, I mean, you know, it's all uphill from there. So it's been a nice little journey from lingerie to, you know, to clothing, to kids' clothes, to, and then I started, when I was at Fredericks, I really made sure that that plus-size customer was spoken to. So making sure that I worked directly with the buyers when I was on the sales floor of having enough plus-size merchandise on the floor. And then when I went into the buying office, like, plus sizes became like, you know, my baby, of making sure we had all the right size bras and underwear, and every single item that, you know, we were purchasing came in plus sizes. So we had a wonderful collection of plus-size lingerie on the floor, because, you know, women of all sizes want to feel sexy. And it was a nice journey into you know, making sure that all women were covered and felt beautiful.
Now, when I first met you, you were working at Torrid, in the corporate office at Torrid. And then from Torrid, you went on to Forever 21. But I did not know you helped launch the plus size division at Forever 21. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, that was a fun little, you ever like gone to work one day and you did one job and then the very next day you were doing something else. So that's kind of how that started. I went to Forever 21. I went to work with my friend Hannah, who I worked with at Fredericks. She was there and we were on the e-commerce team. We were on the very beginning side of when they were launching the website. So we were the e-commerce buyers, sort of the liaison between e-commerce and the rest of the buying team. And, you know, we scheduled all the photo shoots and made sure all the product was there. And, you know, we did special buys for just the website. And then one day, Mrs. Chang came to the two of us and she said, whatever you're doing right now, you're not going to do that job anymore. She says, we're finally ready. We had been talking about it for a while, but she kept saying, we're not ready, we're not ready. Finally, one day she said, I think we're ready. You guys are going to start plus sizes, and that's it. So that very day, e-commerce was not our thing anymore. We called every vendor that we knew. We talked to the design team. We worked with the other buyers, and we started pulling, you know, pulling samples and pulling a collection together. And we launched maybe a couple of months later at the most. And that was definitely a journey of starting from scratch out of nowhere to pull this customer together and to launch a plus size division within Forever 21, who had been around since 1984 and was just now at that point to be ready for plus sizes in 2009.
Now, how did you transition from Forever 21 to Curvy Sense?
So, I mean, as everybody kind of knows, you know, Forever was going through, you know, a transition, and I was on the beginning, in the beginning wave of a layoff. And so once I was laid off, you know, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. I knew I didn't want to just head straight back into another buying office for a retailer. I wanted to, you know, use my skills to try to, you know, find something special. And, you know, what they say, be careful what you pray for. And so, you know, those doors kind of kicked wide open. And I was approached by a former sales rep that I worked with, that I worked for this company, and said that they were looking for somebody to launch an e-commerce plus size website. And they sought me out. And so I came in and spoke to the owner of the company, who I used to purchase from when I was a buyer. And they have everything ready right here. And I was going to spearhead this new launch of this new website right here. And it was great. We have an in-house designer. Her name is Michelle. And she's fantastic, and we have sewers and cutters, and to be able to launch something ourselves right here and kind of oversee merchandising from the very, very beginning, from fabric ordering to cutting to patterns, to have it launch, we shoot here, everything is done right here in our building here in the City of Commerce. So it's been a great transition because I felt like I was really being able to finally, you know, kind of spearhead kind of my own thing. You know what I mean?
In
all sense of what it was. From our experience of what you and I know, that, you know, back when I first met you, you know, you knew sort of our struggles at Forever is, you know, really trying to identify that customer, trying to get people sort of on board with what we know plus size women to be. I've been a plus size girl my whole life. So to try to get people to understand like who she is, that she goes everywhere, she has multiple occasions, she's, you know, she's the same as a smaller girl, just as fancy, just as fantastic, and, you know, she embraces her body, we're not scared of our bodies, and if we are, we kind of learn to, you know, to embrace who we have. It's kind of hard to teach people that stuff when it's already being bred in you. So to be able to, you know, kind of start that sort of, you know, how would I say, like the attitude of who this girl is and not have to convince somebody, like, was great. From day one, we knew who she was. She was going to be, you know, just this fantastic woman who has a million places to go. And it's been a great journey.
So what did you learn from the mistakes of other plus-size retailers you've worked with that you were able to avoid launching Curvy Sense?
I think, well, one being the most important thing is fit and quality. I think that a lot of people who don't always understand plus, they either are fitting on a small model and sort of just kind of grading up, not realizing that, you know, our bodies are very, very different. It requires a completely different pattern, and it requires a live person to be able to give you great feedback. So I think that being able to start from a plus size, like it originated with a plus size pattern to make her perfect and then be able to, you know, create a beautiful garment that's going to fit her and not going to fall apart overnight. And you know what I mean? You know, you want to be able to put something on and go, this fits me. I'd say one of the things that we've sort of learned in the industry over the years is, you know, I think we're kind of teaching people a little bit about, you know, from junior plus to your young contemporary to your Missy plus, that, you know, sort of that sort of size scale runs different, you know, with between different brands, and being able to like make her comfortable with, you know, how your sizes run, understanding that, you know, juniors is a whole nother thing. Your Missy cut like a Lane Bryant or an Avenue or this is a whole nother thing. And just being able to translate, you know, what we have to offer her into a great size scale. And so for her to feel confident in ordering something and knowing that it's going to fit her. So I'd say fit is probably the most important thing. And, you know, and the quality of a garment.
And so tell me about Curvy Sense's sizing. So would you say that your fit with Curvy Sense is a junior plus or no?
I feel like we're more of what we would call maybe like more of a young contemporary, where it's a little bit more generous than a junior fit, but it doesn't run as Missy as you would say like an Avenue or
right.
a Lane Bryant. You know what I mean?
Right.
Although we have increased our grading, when we first started, we were doing extra large to 3X, and we found that our XL girl was just not there for us, but they were asking for bigger sizes. So we increased up to a 4X. And, you know, so to redo that grading to make sure that she was, you know, getting the right fit was wonderful. Now I feel like we're going back the other way. Girls are like, I can't find my size. I wish you carried smaller. So we're working on actually becoming full size inclusive, like starting from small up through a 4X. We're working on that now.
And so your 4X, what would your 4X be equivalent to? Like somebody that's listening and not familiar with your sizes, what would a 4X be equivalent to what size?
So our 4X is more of like a 26, 28.
Okay. So you're very size inclusive.
Yes. And I'd love to go up to a 5. We'll be working on that now with our cutting team. You know, I'd like to be able to include more bodies in there.
So what do you think makes Curvy Sense stand out from its competitors?
I think that, you know, we've been able to take, you know, a girl who kind of has been sort of forgotten. Like, she's not super young, so we haven't, not to say that we haven't marketed to a younger for. We've found that as we kept going and advertising and the ones that were kind of gravitating towards our brand, she's in her mid-20s up to like 50 and 60. And I love that. I love to see women that, you know, are younger and older, you know, kind of embracing, you know, their bodies, embracing the style. So we found that we have a sexier vibe, but it's not to the point where it's like inappropriate for sort of all ages. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's brands for like that super young girl who are doing really well. And, you know, there's brands for a more conservative person. I feel like we're kind of right in the middle. And I like being able to offer her something, if she's going on a date, if she's going out with her girlfriends, if she's going to church, if she's going, you know, out to the club, wherever she's going, a brunch or this, that, and the other, I want her to be able to come on the site and find things for all occasions and, you know, for any sort of thing that she wants to do, shopping on the weekends. So I don't want to have tunnel vision where we only offer this one thing for this one person. You know, we're busy women. You know, we have lots of places to be.
Right.
So I want to make sure that we are encompassing, you know, all aspects of her life. So we are working on additional categories, you know, more special occasion, you know, a lot more, you know, chill time, especially right now in this time of, you know, of quarantine. Girls are just looking for, you know, comfy things to wear, you know, whatever the case may be. We want to be able to, you know, to have something for her.
And clearly it was a need for this because you just launched in 2016, which is not that long ago, and now you're a multi-million dollar company. So you were embraced automatically by the Plus community?
We really were. You know, and in everything, you know, it takes time, especially in this day and age of, you know, of social media marketing and things like that. People want to know that you're real. They want to make sure that you're not just some company that's going to take their money and end up getting something that's, you know, not of a quality garment. Is it going to fit? You know, there's a lot of that going around. So I feel like we had to create credibility really quickly in order for women to say, hey, I purchased from here. They're real. Like, we're real people. We fit on a real body. You know, we come to work every day ready to serve, you know, our customer. And I feel like she stepped up for us. Our customer is, you know, they're the best word of mouth for you. That's the best advertising, is that you can get, say, hey, I bought this, I'm wearing it, I look great in it, I feel good, you're going to love it too. And there's no better, you know, compliment than a customer that, you know, is happy and shares that news with other people. And the good, the bad, the ugly, too. Somebody will order something and say, hey, I got this, but I'm not that happy with it. I'm going to do everything that I can to, you know, to fix it for the next time, make sure that you're happy with your next purchase, and, you know, and make it for the better. You know, we put our best foot forward. Do you always nail it 100% of the time? No one does. But I guarantee you that I do my very, very best for us to make sure that we, you know, that we improve it and keep improving and keep improving and keep improving and listening to our customers. So I feel like she's stepped up for us the way that we hope that we've stepped up for her too.
And you also carry maternity clothing for plus sizes as well?
Yeah, so we have, we actually have two sister companies. So we have our sister company, Bump Bitty. So if you're on the Curvy Sense website, at the very top of the page, you can click and there is another tab. So Bump Bitty is our maternity site that we also manufacture everything right here. And that that site, yes, that is from small through 3X. So the plus size maternity customer, you know, is sort of reaching out for us as well. And so that's been a really, really, you know, great, you know, start for us as well. Because just because you're bigger, you know, doesn't mean that, you know, because I know a lot of maternity women will just start buying bigger clothes or just start buying,
right,
you know, I'm just going to wear this plus size thing. But, you know, the shape is different. Your belly, that's like one of the few times in your life where you want to show every part of your belly, you know, so, you know, where you don't have to like try to hold it in, you know, that belly, you're proud of that belly, that beautiful belly that's, you know, that's creating life in there. We want to be able to show her off. So we created Bump Bitty with, you know, this beautiful curvaceous mama in mind, where she can still feel, you know, like a sexy woman, but she's having a baby. So Bump Bitty has been a wonderful experience for us too.
And you said you had two sister companies. What's the other one?
Yes, and then we just launched Nixie, which is more of a junior, young contemporary customer that just came about. And then we will be expanding into an additional size break for Curvy Sense as well. So, you know, we're trying to capture every woman in, you know, in all aspects of her life. So
are you overseeing all of these projects?
I am not. So we have additional designers, Genevieve, who does our Bump Bitty and does our Nixie, kind of oversees more of the product on those other two brands. I kind of help with the plus size portion of Bump Bitty, but then she takes care of the junior aspect of it. But we all work together with, you know, photo shoots and our e-commerce team and shipping. We're all one big family here, so. Yeah,
but your main focus is Curvy Sense.
It's Curvy Sense, exactly.
So tell me about what's the plus size community scene in Los Angeles now? Because when I was living there, we had events to go to and we were very active. So have you been able to reach out to any community events or activities since you launched Curvy Sense?
Well, when you left, you took a lot of it with you. Just kidding. Louisiana's very, very happy to have you, I'm sure. You know what, Shanice? I will say, back when, you know, when you were here doing Love Your Body Day and, you know, the one time that, you know, Full Figure Fashion Week was here, you know, that was a long time ago. And
right.
That was kind of, I feel like, one of the last sort of, you know, big LA things that we had, you know, going on. So we participated in CurvyCon, as you know, when they started last year, well, two years ago, we went and we had a booth there and we had a wonderful reception and that was great. We're hoping to get to, you know, the Curvy Fashionista and her stuff as well. And, you know, trying to stay connected with the, you know, the plus size, you know, things that are happening. But as far as in Los Angeles, I really, really, really wish that we had more presence. And I have been sort of behind the scenes working and sort of making connections and contacts and trying to, you know, hopefully be able to launch our own, you know, event one day, you know, even if it's just a one day event, you know, to be able to do our own thing and sponsor our own event, because for whatever reason here in Los Angeles, we just don't have a lot of representation. There are some companies, and let me not say that there's none, but you know,
as far as the community,
as big on as, it hasn't been that much. So when we do hear things, we try to connect and try to, you know, be a part of some of the events that were happening. Unfortunately, we were going to participate in something at the end that was supposed to have been this past weekend, but due to what, you know, the state we're in right now, it got postponed another year. But
right.
That would have been really fun. Curvychella, there was supposed to be a whole weekend of, you know, Curve Fest LA, and that got postponed. But you know, we're hoping to connect with more people, and we're always looking for people to, you know, to connect with us, and we can partner on some things. But my dream is to launch our own event, you know.
Well, when you're ready to launch your own event, let me know.
Ahead.
Yeah, because I
Absolutely.
Need an excuse to come back to L.A.
You know, you'll be one of the first that I call, one of the OGs.
So,
the OGs in this business.
Yeah, so now tell me how the coronavirus is affecting your business currently. I know you mentioned at the top of the show you're currently making masks, but like, is half of your staff working from home? How is that working?
Yeah, so we're trying to keep, you know, we're working on a skeleton crew at this point. Anybody that can work from home, you know, have been, you know, repositioned into doing that. So a lot of the, you know, the office people and people that are, you know, working on things that can work from home do. Our warehouse team, you know, they're a little sporadic. So, I mean, it's affected us in a sense of we've, you know, having to cut back hours a little bit because there's not as much, you know, sort of happening. But I would say the upside of that is, you know, trying to keep business and our sewers, you know, working in addition to being able to provide a service to the community, you know, has been wonderful. So we had already started on the process because we had had a few people ask. And then once the mayor made his announcement last week for LA Protects for, you know, the apparel industry to, you know, come together to help, you know, we signed up right away because we were already in the process. So we have just kind of had to make it work. I mean, I feel very fortunate and blessed that we have the ability to make the amount of goods that we can here. and to keep people working, you know, and moving as we can, but also adhering to, you know, the safety, you know, precautions that we are. You know, everybody is, you know, very, very spread out, and everybody's got masks and gloves on, and, you know, we're being very protective and clean and disinfecting, and, you know, so it's just a different way of life, I feel like, for everyone, and not being able to see everyone every day, but it's what we have to do to, you know, to keep ourselves and our and others safe. So
now,
but
the protective the protective products that you're making, are they exclusively going straight to the hospitals and essential workers, or can your customers purchase some of it from you?
So our customers can purchase them. We put them up on the site on Friday because we want to make sure that obviously our customers are staying safe themselves. So they're going to hospitals. We've got, you know, quite a few orders from the fire department, from, you know, just businesses, body shops. All sorts of people are sort of on this list and reaching out, and we have orders from to be able to provide. So, I mean, they're not, you know, medical grade, but they are, you know, breathable, washable, to where if you can put them on over something else for extra protection or just to protect yourself. I go to Ralph's, you know, to get our groceries, and everybody in there has on a mask and gloves, and there's people who don't, who would love to have one. You know, we're all just trying to protect ourselves, you know, from each other in the safest way possible. So our customers are able to get on there and order them. They're $5. They come in 5 different colors. And, you know, we're shipping them out. Or if you make a purchase that's 30% off, you get a free mask. So we're giving them away, you know, for free as well. And we're also donating them to, you know, homeless shelters. You know, we have a huge homeless population down here. So
yeah,
we're going to be donating them down to, you know, downtown and, you know, wherever, whoever needs them as a donation, we're definitely doing that as well.
Well, that is awesome, and I guess that's the advantage of being able to manufacture your own products in your own office. You have the ability to do that versus someone who outsources overseas.
That's exactly right, yeah. And, you know, it's great because we have the fabric, we have all the components, we have the people. So, you know, it all worked together. They're very talented people. We came up with a pattern and started, you know, right away. So it's been a wonderful experience being able to shift from apparel into, you know, making these essential goods. And so, yeah, then the hospital gowns should be following suit right behind it. So we're working on those right now to get the right fit down and all of that.
Fabulous, fabulous. Now, usually I, you know, close out the show asking, do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for? But due to the, you know, current pandemic,
yeah,
I guess you wouldn't have anything to say right now.
I know. I would love to be able to say, yes, we're going to be, you know, and hopefully that'll be lifted very, very soon, where we can all get back to, you know, kind of loving each other in person and making connections and doing all of those things. So, I mean, I guess we got to get creative and maybe do some online things. But, yeah, so for right now, we are strictly focused on, you know, getting these masks to whoever needs them and, you know, hopefully getting back to some normalcy a little bit later. And, yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, before you go, tell us your official website and your social media pages.
Okay, so it's Curvy Sense, CurvySense.com. And the same with our Instagram handle is Curvy Sense, and the same with Facebook is also Curvy Sense. And then there you'll be able to find Bump Bitty.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. Like I said, I know you're very busy, so thank you for taking up time. And it was good catching up with you because I haven't talked to you in years.
It's been forever. I'm so glad we were finally able to do this. We miss you in L.A. Come and see us.
I will. Let me know
when you can fly.
Right. When I can fly and when you launch the Curvy Sense convention.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Keisha. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Miss Shanice, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, darling. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And thank you to my fabulous guest this evening. Make sure you check out Curvy Sense. They have very fashionable, trendy, affordable clothing, and they're doing something great for the community. So you definitely got to love and support that. I've been your host today, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.